To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's also a new hour, which means sometime here in this 4 o'clock hour, we'll have yet another keyword for you to try to win. Text in and win one of those Steph Draymond or Jimmy Butler, the Town Brown jerseys that are so popular right now. We've got one of each. And then, by the way, on Wednesday, we're going to have some Pat Spencer versions too. So lots to give away this week right here on 95.7 The Game. But back to the phones. How about John in the city? John, thank you for calling. Thank you for waiting. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I want to talk about the Warriors lineup when the stars come back. To be honest, I think we have the pieces, but I don't trust Steve Kerr to put us in the right positions. And the reason being is because he's so in love with the four-guard lineups that defensively and rebounding perspectives, we're just not going to win against bigger teams. And then... the fact that we have Pods, the fact that we have Post, Guy Santos, and a lot of players with length, and Steve Kerr does not play them as often unless there's an emergency. It's hard for me to trust Kerr to put us in the right position to win once our rotational players are back. So I wanted to get your opinion on that. And then lastly, I wanted to talk about the reason why Dub Nation despises Pods. It's not because of Pods. It's because Kerr gives him so much of a leash compared to Moses Moody, compared to Jonathan Kuminga. When did you ever see this guy get a DNP for playing badly? Whereas you have Kuminga playing two bad games and he has a DNP. So for all of the Warriors fans that I talk to, it's because of the love that Steve Kerr gives them. It's because of the love and the leash that the team gives him over the other players.
Yeah, I think
it's just not fair.
Yeah, John, and I don't think fairness has anything to do with it. I think appreciate the call. It's a good call. I think that we understand the dynamic in full. I totally get that. I don't think it's personal with Pods, although there is a little bit. The other reason people don't like Pods is because he's said some stuff that annoys people. That you know, he wants to be better than Steph Curry someday. It rubs people the wrong way, and I totally get that. But that dynamic about, like, you, I think you're free to have the opinion that the Warriors play Pods too much or they let him play through too many things. I don't think that's a crazy opinion. What I don't ever understand is why it gets compared directly to other players who play different positions.
Yeah.
A big part of why Pods plays so much is because there has not been another option at his position often in his career. And the good news for you Pods haters is we have now suddenly arrived at the most other options that Steve Kerr has ever had at that position in the name of D'Anthony Melton and maybe at times even Pat Spencer. We'll see about that when Steph returns, but I think if you're looking close, you've noticed that over the last week or so, Pod's minutes have gone down.
Yeah, a little bit, and I mean, they'll go down more, like you're saying, when you have additional people in that spot, but the reason why Steve Kerr plays Pods as much as he does is because of the three-man combination stats. And, you know, Steve's the one who got me a couple of years ago to really look at this data as far as, like, why he does what he does. And if you look at their plus-minus per 100 possessions, the lineups, the three-man lineups, Pods is in the number 3, the number 6, and the number 7 lineup. He's in 3 of the top 7 three-man combinations. And, yeah, Draymond is in five of them. Steph Curry is, not surprising, in all but one of them. And so when you look at those combos,
yep,
like Steph and Draymond, of course, they're going to be in most of them. Jimmy Butler's only in one of them, surprisingly, of the three-man combos. But Pods is a guy who plays well with everyone. And Kuminga, I do think, and even Moses Moody to a lesser extent, they do their best with certain other guys.
Yeah, no doubt. And by the way, that applies to the first question he had, which is not trusting Steve Kerr because Steve always apparently forces the small lineup in there. And I'm thinking two things, which is one, again, I don't think he really has that many other options.
Right.
Often, you know, I know people are like, no, that guy's tall. Well, is he good? Do you want Trayce Jackson-Davis to get 34 minutes because he's tall? Is that what you guys are suggesting? And secondly, I know that they're getting old, and so there is an expiration date on this at some point. But when people go, you're never going to beat a tall team with that lineup, they just did. They just won a playoff series against the longest, lankiest, youngest team in the whole NBA earlier this year. So, like, I know that there are warts on that theory, but you can't say, oh, the Warriors automatically cannot do that with a small lineup. They might. They might, and they have in the past.
Yeah, they probably won't going forward.
Yeah.
I mean, because these other teams now are as athletic, if not more, and they can shoot the three as well, if not better, than the Warriors can. The big edge they used to have is no longer there. So now you're saying, all right, Draymond, you're 6'5", go out there and guard Wembanyama,
yeah,
go guard Jokic, and, you know, go guard Zubats and all the rest of the other talented bigs now. It used to be that Draymond could just guard a big stiff on the other team, but now these other teams, the bigs they have are not stiffs anymore.
But don't forget what Draymond did do against Victor Wembanyama for two games.
Yep.
Like, he was absolutely fantastic.
And what he did against Şengün last year in the playoffs.
Yep. I mean, I know that it's getting fewer and farther between because he's fewer and further between, but he's getting older. Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to be as consistent. So I hear that. Let's do Mark in Kentfield. Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to touch upon what you guys are talking about, talent versus skill. I think it's a fascinating conversation. I think Vince, a couple cars ago, was spot on with talent versus skill. I think that natural talent physically, Kuminga is obviously superior to Pat Spencer, but skill-wise, Pat Spencer is far beyond Kuminga. Skill is something that's acquired, worked on through discipline, work ethic, and obviously Pat Spencer has worked on that. And measuring heart and how you analyze a player or drafting a player, I think the Warriors have got this better than most teams, and there's a pattern. If you look at the big three, Curry, Thompson, Draymond, Curry, his dad was in the NBA. Thompson, his dad was in the NBA. Draymond, I don't think he had a parent in the NBA, but in terms of competitiveness, all three were ultra-competitive. Two of them had parents, GP2. Dad was in the NBA. And all four of them are team players, play with heart, and do whatever they need to do to make the team win. And there's just something with the psychological components of this. If you compare, like, Kuminga to Wiggins or, players that just the body language is not there. They don't have a hatred for losing. I think there's something there, and the Warriors have done a great job at that, and you're not always going to be able to get those kind of players in a draft. But there's something psychological with Kuminga, and the Giants did this in 10, 12, and 14, not the best on paper, but they had good humans. They had people that were dedicated to the team and to winning.
Well, I think, Mark, thanks. I think it's this. Like, I don't, you know, when he says, the Giants had good people who were dedicated. I don't think Jonathan's like a bad dude. I don't think he's not dedicated to winning. I think that there is a consistent dynamic that is present, especially in the NBA, with young players who do have a lot of raw gifts, and therefore what they see, and we would all act this way, by the way, what they see at the, with the carrot on the string, what they see is just millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yep.
And it's very difficult to put that aside and say, no, would you please fit in with our already set team concept? So why are you seeing certain Warrior players overachieve, who are kind of underachievers. Well, Pat Spencer does not think he's going to get a max deal in 2 years.
Guy Santos, same thing.
Right. They are just like, we'll do that. GP2, yeah, we'll do that.
I'm fighting for my life.
We just want to exist in the NBA. Yep. But Jordan Poole and Jonathan Kuminga and these guys, they see something very, very different, and they chase it. And sometimes there are butting heads when that happens.
Yeah, especially when you chasing it involves you, you know, doing things that are outside of what the team really wants you to do or what the team thinks you can do to help them win.
Monster Monday, y'all, and it's presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. We're also sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater. Those of you on hold, stay right there. We're going to have a quick chat here with Bob Fitzgerald coming up next on the Dynamics with the Warriors. There's also some developing news. I don't want to push too far. Let's just say it, and we could talk about it in a minute. But with Daniel Jones out for the season, and the Niners will see the Colts 2 weeks, I think, from tonight. Is that right?
Yep.
2 weeks from tonight, the Niners will see the Colts. Phillip Rivers is working out for the Colts today. Phillip Rivers will work out for the Colts to see if maybe he'll be their quarterback this weekend and in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Against the Niners. So we'll see about that. And then also the 4 o'clock hour keyword is still ahead. So stay right where you are. It's Willard and Dibs.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
You should do that shout out, not me.
No, and I will
do
it.
You should do that.
And I will do it because it's not every individual who would come on a radio show after what happened to his most beloved team. And it's Notre Dame. And they got the absolute shaft. Shut your mouth. In the college football playoff. And yet Bob Fitzgerald was able to pull himself up by the bootstraps and still come on the radio.
I mean, did a game in Chicago last night.
Yep.
His dogs are about to be re-returned to him here in about 11 minutes.
Okay.
Right? Because I'm sure the dogs are watched by someone while he's gone.
No doubt.
River Island's guest line, Bob Fitzgerald is with us. Man, you're a real one for coming on with us right now, Bob. Thank you.
Well, why wouldn't I come on to talk about sports? What is this? Somebody die of cancer or something?
Definitely not.
No.
Definitely not. That's somebody who's focused on the right things, Bob.
Yep.
You guys are looking at things the wrong way for the Irish. We just won the national championship from 1993 because head-to-head matters.
There you go. And good luck.
Right? 1989, Miami beat us head-to-head. They were the national champs. We were number two. 1993, We beat Florida State, but somehow Florida State was number one and we were number two. Wait, when people vote, they screwed Notre Dame? What, is this a new thing?
I mean, yeah, that is the right way to look at it. And good luck in the We Don't Want to Go Bowl, which I think you guys are going to be idle in.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's because we have so many players going to the NFL that wouldn't be playing in a meaningless exhibition game, so why should they injure themselves or ruin their careers?
There you have it. There you have it. Well, I tell you what, when this NBA season comes to an end, I'm going to vote for the Warriors to be one of the playoff teams, Bob. So,
on a serious note, when you have a committee of people that are ADs and they vote in the best interests of their conferences for money, why is anyone surprised at this?
Nobody is surprised by this. Yeah, this whole thing, this is maybe not as corrupt as FIFA, but it ain't far off.
It is corrupt.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's understandable. If you're the athletic director for Arkansas and you're the head of the committee, you want your SEC teams in there because you get money.
Mm.
If you're the ACC and 17 of your teams, all of them are going to miss the playoff, you have to vote for the ACC team so you get money.
Right.
Last year, Notre Dame went to the national championship and got $20 million and shared it with, nobody.
Exactly.
So do you think they were going to vote and give that team, who was probably the top three or four team in the country, you're going to give that team the money when you have an opportunity to screw them? No, you're going to screw them. As is anyone that has a vested interest in something, given a chance to vote, you're going to vote in your own interest. This is not some shocking thing.
No, I mean, Fitz, watch this transition. You're right. That is understandable. What's not is this emergence from Pat Spencer. Wow. Come on, man. What? Give us a sense of, like, I don't know, the organization's level of surprise or just what you see over these last four games.
Well, here's the thing. It's not just the last four games. I mean, Pat Spencer, you know, best lacrosse player in the country. Then he plays 1 year of college basketball. Then he ends up in the Warriors, you know, G League program, and this is year four now. And he's just gotten better and better and better. And this offseason, what did Pat work on? He was not a great shooter, per se, okay? Was not a threat from the three-point line, didn't have a great jump shot, was more of an energy guy, Tasmanian devil, always a good passer because of the lacrosse stuff. So he spent all summer working on shooting the basketball. And he's improved, like Guy Santos has improved, like Trayce Jackson-Davis has improved, like Quentin Post has improved immeasurably on the defensive end. It's like that's what young players do, or younger in the, you know, Pat's age is older, but young in the sport. And so I just give him a ton of credit. And so the ball movement, the energy level, the fitness, the shooting, and just the bravado of being an elite athlete, this is not, you know, it's a wonderful, you know, kind of development, but it's not like, oh, Pat Spencer's some bum that all of a sudden magically showed up and is playing real basketball. I mean, he's an excellent player, and he's one of the better players on the Warriors right now.
And I hope that will portend to him continuing to play. But, Fitz, I wonder about when Steph is back and, you know, Draymond's able to go. Like, where do these minutes come from? Who's going to miss out on the minutes that Pat's been enjoying?
I think we could always play the whack-a-mole on the minutes thing, Dibs, in terms of they have a ton of good players. And so having them all healthy at the same time, what a pleasant problem that would be. But that isn't the NBA way sometimes. You know, we're seeing that with Steph missing 9 of the Warriors' first 25 games. So with Jimmy Butler and Steph and Draymond and Al Horford and then the various bumps and bruises and injuries, that'll all sort itself out. But I think you got De'Anthony Melton back. That's a great development. Yeah, Pat playing well. That's a great development. Yeah, Pajemski, who's been excellent now the last several games. That's a great development. So, you know, give Steve the problem of, hey, there's so many good players that are playing well. I mean, whoever you put in is getting it done, which I think is what the Warriors have been waiting for a couple weeks.
Bob, the other side to it, obviously, I'd like to make a distinction between how the Warriors handled Jonathan Kuminga's situation at the end of last year versus what happened yesterday. Because last year it was, This isn't quite gelling perfectly, and we've arrived at really high-leveraged games, so we don't have time to keep working on this, and they put Jonathan on the bench. Yesterday, look, it's a Sunday in December on a back-to-back with star players missing, so this one hit a little bit differently for some people. Where do you think this situation is going?
Well, he started the game the day before, so he's in the starting lineup. I think this is more just combinations in the way Gui Santos has played, and honestly, the return of Jimmy Butler. I think that's, you know, you aren't going to play Kuminga over Jimmy. So I think in terms of his role and what he's doing, that there's going to be nights for JK for sure where he has more of an expanded role. There's going to be some bench nights for him, and there's going to be some starting nights for him. So I don't think that's going to be any different. But he also is clearly kind of working his way back from the knee issues because, you know, you want him fully bouncy and healthy and energized like you saw the first several games of the season before he went out and missed those eight games.
How big are those last two games, Bob, in terms of, you know, not the team's confidence or the fans' confidence, but just in general about, you know, going out there and winning without Steph and Draymond in back-to-back games on the road?
I think it's huge, Dibs. I think that, you know, Kalena came up with something that we're going to have fun with. It's the spirit bar. The spirit bar of the team when they had the loss in Philly was at an all-time low because you should have won that game. And that would have been an incredible comeback from 24 down, building on the comeback from 22 down against OKC, and the first game of a road trip, and that could have been a disaster. They could have come home 0-3, you know, squander three games in the Eastern Conference, still playing without Steph, and been miserable. So then you turn it all around in Cleveland and just continue it in Chicago. The spirit bar is jacked up, getting ready for all these days off, and then a home game against Minnesota, and then, you know, one day or to Portland, then a couple more days off before you see Phoenix twice. Like, the schedule's good. The team's healthy. They play good. They got two wins. You're back home. Like, the spirit bar is way up right now. So I think that those two wins can't really be overstated. I think they came at just the right time and just the right way.
Yeah, can you also put into words what these 4 days of no games in you know, in everybody's own beds, what this means to this team right now?
No. I don't think the average fan could even understand the kind of having played 15 road games already, having the, you know, 14 games in, you know, or 18 games in 31 days in 14 different cities. I mean, there's so many numbers I get confused. It's one of the, I mean, this was the biggest, like, end of the round against Marvin Hagler for the first couple months of the season where you're just trying to stay upright and stay afloat while he's pummeling you. So they've made through it. I honestly think if you told me 9 games without Steph and games without Jimmy and games without Draymond that you'd be 13-12, given what the gauntlet they've kind of run through, I actually feel pretty good. But it's just a matter of now. These are teams ahead of you. Minnesota is directly ahead of you. Phoenix is ahead of you. Portland has bothered you twice already this year. Like, these next games are all kind of measuring stick games because you want to get these in wins. You want to win tiebreakers. And the goal has always been top six. And the goal is still there and I think very, very possible for this team.
All right, Bob, introduce everybody to your dogs before you go play with them for a little while.
Man, I tell you, you know, I'm gone for 3-4 days, and when they get back, they're like, where's the food? Where's Dad? Where's, you know, the toys to play with? Like, so they're never good during radio interviews. They're not behaved.
Yeah, I get it. It's two of them, right? There's two of them?
I got my daughter's dog. You know, she's a nurse at Stanford, so when she's working, she drops off little Louie, and Rockne shows them the ropes, and they're both not very quiet dogs, so they reflect their owner.
Okay, perfect. Well, go run around with them for a little bit, and thank you so much for letting us interrupt.
Always, guys, always. Good talking to you. Be good.
Okay, you too.
Thanks,
there he goes. Bob Fitzgerald, who just received dogs moments ago live
right
on the radio.
Louis, yeah. And Rockne. Rockne, I would assume, is after
Newt.
I would assume it's after Newt Rockne. You can never assume anything, but yeah. Notre Dame out, and they said no thank you to a bowl. And honestly, the whole, like, bowl system, the bowl structure, like, what are we even doing?
Well, I mean, yeah. You, don't get me going.
No.
Don't get me going.
I mean, me either, but yeah.
Yeah. When Rockne walks in after a few days away, when he walks into Bob's house Is there like a bar across the top that he whacks that says play like a champion today?
Must be.
I would hope so. If there's not, like,
he's doing it wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, come on, Bob. Like, what are we doing? All right. Anyway, 888-957-9570. Coming up here very shortly in this 4 o'clock hour, we're going to have this hour's text word, the key word to text in so that you can, again, qualify for one of the three The Town Brown jerseys. We got a Steph, we got a Draymond, we got a Jimmy. And every show, every hour, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're giving out keywords for you to text in. You can enter as many times as you want. Once per word, I should say. Once per hour. But we have not given up the 4 o'clock hour word yet. So that's coming up really soon. And we want to get back to the conversation with regard to talent versus whatever. Or how do you define talent? Because Jonathan Kuminga is over here getting a DNP, and Pat Spencer has suddenly become a real part of this rotation. And we're tossing around what actually qualifies as talent. Is it just all of those raw skills or characteristics that seem to really woo us as sports fans, or how much of it has to do with actual execution and fitting in to the situation in which you find yourself, et cetera, et cetera? And by the way, respect the hell out of Bob Fitzgerald. I don't really see the Jonathan Kuminga DNP yesterday the same way that he characterized it.
Right. Right.
Like, Jimmy Butler's back. You're not going to play Jonathan, right? Well, you're allowed to.
Yeah. I mean, you can play him when Jimmy's not playing, which was almost half the game. Jimmy played 29 minutes. Were there 19 minutes there where JK could have played? Sure.
No Steph, no Draymond. 10 other people play, and he's not one of them.
Yep.
Don't tell me that's not a thing.
No.
That's a thing.
Yeah, and he's going to say what he says because he is a part of the organization. He's the, you know, play-by-play announcer. He's not going to go out there and bury Jonathan Kuminga, but the reality is, yeah, Jimmy's back. So, okay, JK, you're going to come off the bench, and, you know, you look at the rest of the guys who played, and you know, Gui Santos played 19 minutes. Were there minutes in there for Jonathan Kuminga? Of course there were. And Gui played, he played well. I mean, he went out there and he hustled and
yeah,
he did what Gui does, but JK is a better player than Gui, and yet Gui played almost 20 minutes. He played, I would guess he played all the non-Jimmy minutes.
I mean, like, I'm not going to argue with you on this, but that's sort of like what I'm even getting at. So JK is a better player than Gui.
Yes.
Right, but isn't that, it's a circumstantial statement, is it not? I mean, one of them's a better player, but the other one is now playing. Why?
Right, it's a question of fit. Like, you can be a better player and not necessarily play more than the other guy because maybe you're not fitting with what the team's trying to do. And I think about Brandon Ayuk when he was in the doghouse.
Yep.
And he was a great receiver, and he was better than whoever was playing in front of him then, but he wasn't playing because he wasn't doing the things that they wanted him to do.
I mean, see, I would even take it to that, though. Like, this idea of how do you mentally approach a game, to me, that is a skill. That is a talent. You know what I mean? You need to do a pick here pretty soon.
Oh,
the
boy.
The Eagles are about to play.
Yep.
Is A.J. Brown getting everything out of his talent? Or, like, is that a part of his talent?
I mean, we'll see tonight.
He's a very, very, like, he's a proven great player.
Last week,
but
yes. A couple weeks before that, no.
But that's stats.
Yeah.
And, in fact, many have argued that when the Eagles start throwing him the ball, in order to pacify him, they become a worse football team. So that's the opposite of talent. It's the opposite. Like, don't get stuck in fantasy sports. Numbers. Numbers are numbers. That's not talent, or it's not the whole picture. Let's put it that way. It's not the whole picture.
It's not.
A.J. Brown's a wonderful player, but there's a but.
Well, and the but is not only about A.J. Brown. It's about Sirianni. It's about Jalen Hurts.
For sure.
It's about the entire structure of what Philadelphia is doing and how they're approaching football games. Because, yeah, he's an unbelievable receiver, but they're a team that doesn't really throw the ball a lot. And when they do, a lot of times they don't choose to throw it to him because they would rather check it down, go to the running back, go to the tight end. Dallas Goedert, hopefully he can get some catches for you early and often. But
I don't want to talk about it.
No, it's just kind of, it's a little bit like Kuminga, and all roads lead to Kuminga. If Kuminga was a Washington Wizards, for example, and he was out there playing as much as he wanted because they're not very good, he could be a guy getting 22-8, and you would look and go, yeah, this guy can cook.
Maybe.
He's got the ha-ha.
Maybe. But, I mean, don't ever forget that we said that about Jordan.
And he did.
Sort of. He didn't go out there and score 25 a night.
And it was 20 a night.
And, I mean, he averaged that here.
Right, the last year. But
right.
And the funny thing about that is I was looking at the Jordan Poole numbers earlier, and I think that the record when Jordan Poole played in Washington was something like...
No, Jordan Poole.
I think they were like 26 and 110.
Yeah.
In the 2 years he was there. So, yeah, Kuminga, he can go out there and cook, and A.J. Brown could go out there and, you know, have 150 catches in a year for a bad team. It doesn't mean that he's necessarily the best player. Yeah. It's all about the system and the structure, and that's where the Warriors and Kuminga, they're not on the same page.
He arrived in Washington at age 24 for the 23-24 season. And this is after everybody said, wait till you see the number. Jordan's going to put up a bucket full of numbers. His points per game went down 3 points. Down.
In a year, year over year.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And then they went back up three to exactly where they were when he was on the Warriors.
Right.
Those are the numbers.
And it's all context because when he was here with the Warriors in that last year, he was, you know, looking to score, and he was in a spot where he was able to, you know, be much more of an individual force with a team that also had Steph Curry, so he was not going to be guarded as much as he was in Washington.
Let's go to Gary in Concord. Hi, Gary. Thank you for the call. What's up?
Hey, guys. I called on Friday. I was in San Diego at the time and talked to you about Pat then.
Yes, sir.
But I wanted – you remember that, okay.
I do.
So it was going back to the eyeletics, not the analytics. It's kind of what you see on the court and what type of things are happening, how quick the ball is moving. But I wanted to say something to Dibs in that I think early on tonight or today you said that, Pat can't really jump and that he's a YMCA guy with a T-shirt kind of thing. I'd love for you guys to ask Steve Kerr when he comes on the show, ask him to name the top five most athletic guys on the team. I'd really love to hear what his answer would be. Not the most talented or not the most best players, but the most athletic. And I bet you Pat is on that list. Maybe four or fifth. He's not Jonathan. He's not GP. But he's on that list. And the reason, and going back to, you know, Steve making the post-game comment about he's that guy, this isn't because of what he just started doing. This is not that. This is what they see in practice. This is the, you know, the dog in Pat that they recognize. And that's why all the players talk about it afterwards. Postgame, Gee talked about it. TJD talked about it. Jimmy talks about it. They know Pat. And now Pat's getting an opportunity that he never had. Because why? Because he's not drafted. He's not that guy. He's not the guy they have a huge investment in. But the reality is he deserves to be there. And he deserves to be Steph's backup at this point, along with, you know, a couple other guys, but he deserves to be there because when he's in the game, the ball moves. It may not get the assist because it may be one more pass and then the guy shoots it and scores. But he moves the ball better than anybody. He gets into the lane almost better than anybody. And that's what Steve wants. Steve wants movement. And when Jonathan's in there, it just stalls. It doesn't move. So that's all I got to say. By the way, there's 3-0 in the new brown jerseys that you're giving away, which is awesome.
Yeah,
there you go.
Not bad. Yep. Hey, yeah, Gary, thanks.
I never said YMCA. I just said that, that dude in the T-shirt.
Yeah, and also if the Warriors knew that he would look like this, they would have put him in earlier. So, please don't act like this is just, everybody knew this was coming. And you know what? I think I can take that word athleticism and do the same thing we've done with talent. What does that mean? Athleticism is not just jumping. Like Steph Curry, nobody goes, ooh, super athletic. But the guy never stops running and has completely outworked through physicality his competitors. Is that not athletic? This is why I've always argued that golf is a sport. When people go, that's a game. It's not a sport. Like, that's an athletic movement. It may not make you sweat, You may not tear your ACL, but what is athleticism?
Right. Is pool athletics? Is pool...
Like being in the
like
pool?
Billiards.
Oh, pool.
And darts, and cornhole, and
I mean, no joy.
And bowling.
Yeah, there's
right?
a, well, there's a lot of hand-eye, which right. is an athletic movement.
There's movement, and then there's hand-eye, there's coordination, there's all that stuff. So I'm with you when it comes to athleticism. We all think about the big ones, which is strength, speed, and vertical ability as, oh, you're athletic, like the combine numbers, but it's more than just that.
I'm glad you brought up analytics. We want to get to a couple things about analytics coming up next. We want to keep taking your calls, okay? The word is talent. That's the word of the day. How do you define talent? Who has great talent on this Warriors squad? Is Pat Spencer one of them? Because he's now currently, at least right now, he's in the rotation. Jonathan Kuminga is not. 888-957-9570. We're taking your calls. There's also this. It's time for the key word of the hour. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler. We've got Town the Brown jerseys for all three of them. And we're giving out a keyword every hour of every show on 95.7 The Game today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And Dibs is right. Your name is in here.
Oh, yeah.
So here we go, okay? The key word for this hour is... Ref. Text
what?
Ref. Well, you said your name is in here, and I found it.
Oh.
Ref.
R-E-F.
Yeah.
Ref.
Ref to 20357.
I hate referee Dibs.
I hate referee Dibs.
I do, yeah. You got to draw the hate out a little more.
Yeah, and I got to be a little deeper and more gravelly. Anyway, continue with the read.
Your impression of me is turning into Gene. All right.
I was at the dog park.
Again, the keyword is ref, R-E-F, text ref to 20357, and you will be qualified in this 4 o'clock hour for the three jerseys. Different keyword every hour, so there'll be another one coming up next hour. And then again, tomorrow and Wednesday as well. For all the details, go to 957thegame.com. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. In addition to those calls, also, we got a pick for you to make now.
Yep.
A Monday night football game.
I'm hot.
And we got a home dog. You are not hot. Not hot.
So cold.
The Chargers have a quarterback with one hand. The Eagles have a quarterback with two hands. We'll see what happens. The Eagles are favored. Dibs is about to make a pick. All of that is coming up next on Willard and Dibs.
Fade, fade, fade.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Fade, fade, fade!
I mean... You hear that?
I'm as cold as ice.
Yeah, you hear those piano keys.
Yeah. Apologies to the YouTube audience, but Grandy's playing Foreigners cold as ice.
All right.
Because I am.
Cold as ice.
I'm cold as ice, yeah.
And your picks do stink.
34 and 25 as of now. I was 16 and 4.
Let's see.
Which means I've gone 18 and 21 since.
Right, and just this week, you were on the Cowboys on Thursday night.
Yeah, how'd that work out for me?
You were on the Chiefs last night.
Yeah, boy.
And we are moments away from your pick between the Eagles and the Chargers.
The pick is in.
I know it's in.
And yes, if you are following the bit and you understand that I was absolutely white hot early, 16 and 4, and since then I've gone 18 and 21, which I believe is below 500, you may want to fade. I want you all to fade with me. I know Lucas is going to fade.
Maybe.
Grandy's kind of a bandwagon guy. And you, I at least respect you to the point where you honestly will, like, you'll look at what you think.
I'm not going to always fade you.
No, but if you disagree with me, you will fade.
I fade you on Thursday and Sunday.
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that means I'm 2-0.
This week. I'm 4-9 overall this week. This week has been a bloodbath.
It's a tough week.
Well.
It's a tough week.
I mean, not really.
Yeah, like, it was a tough week. I mean, there were weird upsets, right? Not just the Texans beating the Chiefs. I mean, the Bucs lost at home to Tyler Shuck.
I laid the 8.5.
And the Saints. Let's see. What else was weird? The Titans won a football game. I don't care who they beat. That was weird.
Cleveland, I laid the 4.5. And, I mean, can we get into that, like, now or later?
Which part?
Stefanski and analytics.
Oh,
so
well.
They're down by 15. So they score. I'm sorry, you're down by 14. And the Browns score, and they go for two.
Right. This is the thing that teams do now.
This is a team.
Late in the game.
These are the things that piss me off.
Well, no, let's. Okay. Before we get into Stefanalytics, if you will.
Yeah, it's a three.
Sorry. We got to get your pick. I don't want the game to start. We got to get your pick.
Play the damn sounder.
Yeah, I don't hit the sounder. Grandy hits the sounder.
Ba-da-ba!
All right. Here we go. Straight down to. Los Angeles?
Yeah.
They still don't even know that they have the Chargers, but they do. So it is not the owners, it's the renters of SoFi Stadium who will be hosting this one. No doubt, when you have a brand like the Eagles, this building is going to be filled with green. Will your wallets, after listening to Dan Dibley? That is the question tonight. It is another... Ooh, we got a home dog on a Monday night. We've got a quarterback with one hand, and we've got a man with one pick. Ladies and gentlemen, the Eagles, -1.5. Dibs.
Well, the Chargers are without two starting tackles, and the Eagles are without a variety of offensive linemen. The Eagles traveling all the way out west, although they do pick up a one-day rest advantage on the Chargers. Based on the fact that the Chargers played on the Sunday and Philadelphia played on the Friday.
Black Friday, right.
Yeah, so they do pick up a day. So that kind of mitigates or offsets the travel. I'll be honest, guys. I've lost my confidence. I haven't lost my enthusiasm.
You are downtrodden. Downtrodden Dan on a Monday night.
Dibbers Dobber is down.
Oh, Dibbers Dobbers.
The Dibber Dobber is down. You take Philly and you lay the 1.5 cuckoosh. Viva Las Vegas.
I picked the pick.
Viva Las Vegas.
By the way, not only did I pick the pick, you're right.
Grandy?
That's the right pick.
Lucas? Is Lucas alive? I can't see him.
I kind of like downtrodden Dibs, and I kind of want to ride him.
Yeah,
Dibbers. The one time he has zero confidence, I think he might get something right.
Dibbers Dobbers, yeah.
Dibber Dobber down.
Dibbers Dobbers. That's your fantasy team name next year.
Yeah.
Dibbers Dobbers.
Dibbers Dobbers.
I have a vested interest in the Eagles tonight, so I cannot fade you in good conscience.
What's your vested interest?
Eagles win, and it doesn't go crazy over I win a pick pool.
Oh, nice. Pick pool. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the Chargers quarterback has a broken hand, which, granted, it's not his throwing hand. I understand that.
That would be amazing if it was.
I mean, amid news that Philip Rivers is getting a tryout with Indy, the Chargers mojo feels like Yeah, it's kind of there. I mean, maybe Rivers will try out with the Chargers, too, if his hand hurts more.
You have to stretch to look at it, but Niners would like to see the Chargers win tonight.
Yes. Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not giving up on this division yet.
No.
By any stretch. I know the Rams are the one seed right now. I know that there's the only two teams with the 10 wins in the NFC ahead of the Niners. But the Niners play Seattle again. And the Rams in the next 10 days have the Lions and the Seahawks. And the Seahawks will be on the road. That's hard. That's going to be hard for the Rams to win both of those games. Who knows? They might lose both of them.
They might. Yeah. So, and the Niners getting a little bit of a break with the, and you hate to see it, the Daniel Jones
news.
Daniel
Jones injury.
With the ruptured Achilles.
By the way, I got news on that.
Yep.
Because his backup is Riley Leonard.
Sure.
This is why they're working out Phillip Rivers. Riley Leonard, this is from 9 minutes ago from Schefter. Adam Schefter, Riley Leonard is dealing with what his source described as a strained knee ligament that is listed as week to week. And we know NFL code.
Yep.
Week to week. You ain't playing in 6 days.
Probably not.
No chance. No chance.
Unless you're Mac Jones, who played through a PCL strain.
He did, but I don't think it was ever termed week to week.
Right.
If you were going to play this week, they're going to call you day to day. And then even then, you're maybe. But week to week is a really bad look. And I would argue that right now, it's unlikely that he's going to be ready for the game against the Niners 2 weeks from tonight.
Right.
And the Anthony Richardson ship has sailed.
He's on IR, I think, one more week for sure.
The Colts don't have any quarterbacks.
No.
The ups and downs of a season in the NFL are just overwhelming. It's ridiculous. 3 weeks ago, this team was riding high. Everybody's sexy. Where'd they come from? Coach of the year type of a pick. And then they go out to Kansas City. They lose a close game in overtime. And they've just fallen apart. And by the way, I don't know if you thought of this. Ephraim was mentioning this to me last night. That injury for Daniel Jones yesterday cost him well over $100 million.
Probably, yep. Yep.
It's bananas if you think about it. He's on a one-year deal with the Colts. They were already launching negotiations with him to be their long-term quarterback. And now, with an Achilles injury in December, dude, you're not playing next year either.
Right.
So, even if they wanted him to be their QB, you're talking 2027, which it's like, you're not going to do that. I don't know what happens to this guy's career right now. Achilles on a one-year deal? Brutal.
Awful. And you could see in real time the reaction where...
Slam the helmet.
And pounding the ground and... I thought that it was the leg again, and then you realize it was the other leg, and then you think, man, it's got to be something really serious, and he knew immediately, and when you watch the replay, it's like, oh.
You could see it.
Yeah.
The sock blows up, yep. the leg gets wobbly,
yeah.
Non-contact, you could see it right away, so he knew. Yeah.
Your heart goes out to him. I mean, he did sign a 4-year, $160 million deal with the Giants.
He's going to eat.
I know he's going to pull through financially, but you hate to see it when
you do.
The guy goes to a new team, signs a one-year deal, and flashes for the team that, oh my goodness, this team, I mean, they're the favorites in the AFC.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Brett Rypien, by the way, is their practice squad quarterback in Indy. So, Mark's kid.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, they're not turning the season over to him. I mean, the reason they're talking about
Phillip Rivers hasn't played in 5 years.
Right, and he's 44 years old. But
he's 44?
44, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Today, he turned 44. Also, he has a grandchild.
No way!
Wait a minute! Grandpa Daddy? Phillip Rivers?
So his oldest kid is as old as Riley Leonard, is that true?
I need to get the exact numbers, the same age.
Yeah, but the reason they're doing that, and it's sad, but it's because the Colts think that they've still got action this year.
Yep.
They're 8-5. They're trying to find somebody who can keep them afloat. They'd be better off calling Tom than Phil. I don't even know if Tom allowed? He's an owner of one team.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't think
he would
allowed.
Have to divest.
Yeah. So not doing that.
I should save this for one of my higher or lowers, but number of children for Phillip Rivers.
Oh, It's like 11 or 12 or something like that.
Yeah, Grandy's got it.
Yeah,
10.
Yeah.
Haley, Caroline, Grace, Gunner, Sarah, Peter, Rebecca, Claire, Anna, and Andrew.
Wow. Philip.
Haley, same age as Riley Leonard.
There you go.
The oldest. And in 2002. Lord.
So wait a minute. She's already out of college? And then who had the grandkid?
Yeah. That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Which kid?
I'm guessing her.
Which kid got? Who knows?
Well,
who knows?
Yeah, she will be.
What is going on here?
Somebody got after it early.
She turned 23 in July.
What? They didn't like that. What's wrong with that?
I loved it.
They did. It's early, and they're liking it early.
Apparently, somebody was.
He's 44.
What is going on?
That, right. You're not supposed to be a grandfather yet at 44. That means you're liking it early. Period.
Can confirm Haley Rivers has a child.
There you go.
Yep.
How old's that child?
11.
Okay, let's stop.
What? Shout out Jesus. They're a religious family. So there you go.
Yes, anyway. They are. And they don't swear. You know that about Phil. Phil won't cuss.
No.
But he's a trash talker.
Right.
And he's got a really high-pitched voice. I know way too much about Phil. Ornberger was his center.
Yeah.
He was one of his centers. That's what my former co-host in San Diego.
Right.
And Phil know each other rather well.
There's about 7 jokes that I want to tell about that, but I'm not going to. Grandy, for you.
Kind of want to ride him.
That was from Lucas earlier.
Unnecessary.
It was totally unnecessary. I was going to mention that Ornberger probably had one of his children, but never
mind. He might. He's starting to turn out a bunch of kids now, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Antonio Cromartie with 14, just in other news.
He's ahead of Phil.
Yep. Anyhow, Philip Rivers, yeah, come on back. Brett Rippon, hoping that Grandpa Phil is too busy to come back and play football. That way he can be a quarterback. And as we get it back to some sort of semblance of actual sports.
Not really.
I'll point this out. Doing my backup quarterback dive, backup quarterbacks not named Mac Jones this year, 16-49 in games they started.
Hey. So that's incredible, first of all, because that means that the Niners have 5 of the 16 wins.
The 16 do not include his 5.
Oh. You said backups not named Mac.
Flacco 2-8.
Yep.
Davis Mills 3-0. Cousins has a win.
Wait a minute. Flacco can't count for all of them.
No, he counts for both teams because he was the backup for both.
No. We keep doing this. He was the opening day starter for the Browns.
Okay. Fine.
He was.
I mean, you're right, but.
And Shedeur Sanders has a win.
He does.
He was a backup. He's not anymore.
So if you take Flacco's 2-8 out, although I think only one of those wins came as a Browns.
One of them was a Bengal, and that counts.
Davis Mills has 3.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins, you like that, has 1. Tyler Shuck has 2.
Including yesterday.
Correct. Mariota with a win. Tyrod Taylor with a win. Carson Wentz with 2. Dylan Gabriel has a win. And Shedeur has 1. Snoop Huntley, undefeated.
Yeah, yeah.
1-0.
Yep.
Those are your backup quarterbacks who won. And I go this long way of saying that shout out the Niners for being smart to bring in an actual backup who went 5-3 when he was needed.
Time for the legal.
It is. Yes. Yeah, you're listening to 90.
Time for something. Is it Friday?
This has never happened on a Monday before. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, Odyssey Sports.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.